Now, here in Washington, they are calling it the All In for Citizenship rally. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are expected today on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. It's to be the biggest event yet in the push to revamp the nation's immigration laws. And congressional negotiators say they are close to unveiling a comprehensive immigration bill. NPR's David Wellna tells us how close.
So close, says Arizona Republican Jeff Flake, that he and the seven other senators known as the Gang of Eight aim to get an immigration bill done this week.
There's nothing that we don't think that we can get through.
Senate Republicans blocked the last attempt 6 years ago at overhauling immigration laws, but many appear to have had a change of heart after Latinos voted overwhelmingly for President Obama last November. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell was asked yesterday whether the Gang of Eight can produce a successful immigration makeover.
I'm optimistic that they will. This is something that I think majorities of both sides in the Senate would like to see go forward.
One remaining sticking point involves how many foreign farm workers would be allowed and how much they'd get paid. United Farm Workers President Arturo Rodriguez met yesterday with Democratic senators working to close a deal.
There is a fair deal on the table for the ag industry to accept, and today they have to decide.
Critics of an immigration overhaul say it would hurt American workers. Senator Jeff Sessions is a Republican from Alabama.
I'm absolutely convinced, for a host of reports, that it will have the effect of pulling down the wages of already struggling, low-skilled American workers.
Sessions wants to slow down the push to revamp immigration laws. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who's in the Gang of Eight, does not.
I'm going to fight for this bill. I'm going to listen to what other people have to say to make it better. But if your goal is to kill it by process, I'm not going to agree to that.
Graham says he's never been more optimistic about a bill he describes as close, but not there yet. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.